Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Daily Mail headline, Wall Street plunges towards worst month since Great Depression of the early 1930s on inflation worries. London Telegraph reports U.S. Central Bank accused of unleashing an inflation shock that will rock financial markets, reports Ambrose Evans Pritchard. Barclays Capital has advised clients to batten down the hatches for a worldwide financial storm, warning that U.S. Federal Reserve has allowed the inflation genie out of the bottle and let its credibility fall to zero. We're in a nasty environment, said Tim Bond. Barclays is about as respected as it gets, folks. The bank's chief equity strategist. There is an inflation shock underway. This is going to be very negative for financial assets. And we're going into the tortoise mode and are retreating into our shell. Quote, investors will do well if they can preserve their wealth. You hear that? You will do well if you can preserve it. Preserve it. Wealth preservation. This is the London Telegraph today. Headline up on PrisonPlanet.com. Barclays Capital said its closely watched global outlook that U.S. headline inflation would massively expand in August and the Fed will have to raise interest rates 6 times by the end of the year to prevent a wage spiral. If it hastens, the bond markets will take matters into their own hands. This is the first test for banks in 30 years that they will have to fulfill it. They have zero credibility, and the Fed is negative, if that's possible. It has lost all credibility, Mr. Bond said. Let me read you this again. Chief strategist for, and chief equity strategist for Barclays. Let me read that to you again. Investors will do well if they can preserve their wealth. I'm only having Ted on for 2 minutes. He literally is giving you these gold deals at cost. Ted, I think, makes like 2%, 3% to pay his brokers and just get the order out the door. And he's doing this to introduce you to real metals and to protection. Now, Bloomberg and everybody else are saying it's going to go up to $5,000 an ounce. I'm not saying that. Gold's way up again today. And this is the summer. We've never seen this. So wait till the fall. Now is the time to buy. And it is shooting up right now, but Ted has it at the price it was 2 days ago. Ted, A, can you hold the Swiss franc through the weekend?
I told you I would, and I'm going to, even if I have to take a loss, which it kind of looks like I will, but I would suggest that everybody gets involved in the precious metals at this time. Handwriting's on the wall. It's boiling right now. All the financial analysts are saying the same thing, just like you said. You better get moving on it. I do. I have those francs right now are currently at $194 a piece. That is a steal, especially with gold prices now where they are. Now 243 for the British sovereign coin. Again, that's the same price I offered them for when gold was 888 3 days ago with you. Right now, those rolls of walking liberties are, again, just a steal at 182 per roll of 20. Preservation of capital. I mean, finally, they're waking up and saying it. We should have been preserving our capital 3 years ago. And this is, you know, we'll be lucky just to be able to hold on to what we have.
And that is going to accelerate the snowball, all this bad news. I can't believe they're telling the truth. I mean, I have AP saying the same thing today. Give them the number, Ted. People need to call now.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. The numbers are, you know, people are calling like crazy. Get your orders in. We'll get these things out the door to you real fast. You'll have them in your hand, and you'll be putting off an economic storm here that's coming. We already have the thunderclouds. They're like just rolling overhead right now. There's no reason not to get into this stuff.
Well, I mean, even if gold isn't going to explode, which clearly the experts are all saying it is, the question is, will it be 2,500 or 5,000 in the next 2 years? And this could blow up any time, folks. We're sitting on top of a bunch of nitroglycerin with a topless dancer dancing around in spiked heels on top of it on the table.
Well, I mean, what if the financial institutions you have your investments in fail? I mean, just think of that right there.
Or let me say somebody's beating on a bottle of nitroglycerin with a hammer. 800-686-2237. There'll be brokers there all weekend until midnight every night. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the next hour and 55 minutes, roughly, Jordan Maxwell is our guest. We had him on Monday for close to 3 hours, and people really loved it. And I thought, why wait? Why not have Jordan back up on the show? Now, this hour, we're just going to talk about whatever issues he wants to discuss. And then the next hour, we're going to open the phones up for Jordan Maxwell here on the GCN Radio Network. Don't forget, my new film, Truth Rising, is coming out next July 4th. That's next week. That's only about 7 days away, available in super high quality for download or streaming viewing at PrisonPlanet.tv, also with the DivX version, so you can burn it to disk to give to people. And you can also order the DVD now at InfoWars.com. You can now order Truth Rising. It is the history of the 9/11 truth movement, We Are Change, confronting all these globalists, taking over their media events, and showing how the first responders were poisoned by the dust, how the government knowingly covered it up, and then their quest to get treatment. A very important film, Cinema Verite, unlike any film I've ever made. I'm very proud of Truth Rising, available right now at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. JordanMaxwell.com is the website. Jordan, did you get a big response when you came on the show Monday?
Oh, did I ever? Yeah, thank you very much for that. That's just tremendous outpouring, and I appreciate everybody. That was one of the things I wanted to say, that I cannot get back to everyone, you know, who has emailed and called me, because I just inundated with emails. But I really appreciate everybody and everything that everyone has been saying. So I thank everybody for that.
you were telling me during the break that it may have been the biggest response you ever got in radio.
Yeah, it very well could be the biggest response I've ever received because, you know, and my website, I guess, went down about three different times, and my webman is very good at taking care of those problems, but he just couldn't keep up with it because it kept going down. And so we've had to go to a new server, you know, that can take that kind of a hit because I got a tremendous amount of hits on the web, on the, you know, on the website. So hopefully that won't happen anymore. And of
sure.
course I've had problems with, you know, with actually being shut down by NSA and security, police have shut my site down on occasions and really destroyed my email, but that was done, you know, a few years ago back in 2005. So, I think the problems I had with your program was the fact that it just had so many hits. And so I think that's been taken care of. We got a bigger server now.
Good, good. Jordan, I want you in the next hour and 50 minutes to talk about any subjects you want, but I first do that. But I want to get more into the Globalist Master Plan, more of what drives them, what the world will look like if they have their way. Expand on your 50 years of research. You're saying that you believe they are trying to mutate humanity, and now they even say that in declassified documents, two species. So I want to get into that as soon as possible, and then you know the more into the Teutonic system and the rest of it. But first off, anything Jordan Maxwell wants to talk about, anything you think is important that this huge audience needs to hear?
Well, I appreciate that. I really thank you for the opportunity of getting some things off my chest that's been bothering me for a long time. First of all, I get a lot of phone calls and emails from people who say, I sent you an email and you didn't answer. I called you, but you didn't call me back. You know, I get anywhere from 50 to 60 phone calls a day, and I get like 200 or 300 emails a day, every day, so it's like 1,500 a week. I live by myself with my brother in two rooms, and I don't have a secretary. I don't have, you know, a big background of people to help me get out emails and, you know, correspond with people. It's just me by myself. I don't have a secretary. I don't have anybody to answer emails. And I'm almost 70 years old. I don't type to start with, and I don't know that much about computers to begin with. So, and then I get a lot of people saying, well, did you get this email? Did you get this picture I sent? Yeah, I get tons of stuff every day, continually. But I don't have the ability to get back to everyone.
Well, because you brought this up, let me say something about it, because this is one of the few, areas where we can, you know, say we've experienced the exact same thing. People will get mad.
Yeah, I know.
And I get thousands of emails a day that I don't respond, and they want a personal relationship with you, and then they become your enemy because you can't respond, and they need to realize and be adults that Jordan does read what you're sending and does look at it, but he barely has time for that, at least. I mean, I'm speaking for you, but in my case, somebody looks at it, somebody reads it. But there's so much of it that we could never respond to it all unless it was an automatic, you know, response email back, and that's what the politicians do. So Jordan's a sensitive, nice, intelligent fella, and I can tell it hurts his feelings when that happens. But, the public is getting more and more crass, myself included.
No doubt about it.
Less and less gentlemanly. You're very gentlemanly. I'm probably not to some extent. You know, we're becoming more and more ogre-like. And so a gentleman like you, I think, you know, it's frustrating, but you just got to get a thicker skin, Jordan, because, you know, it's not going to stop.
Well, I know. I try and answer everybody, but like I said, most people don't know it. I don't mind putting myself on the line, and you know, I'm not trying to present myself to the world as anything but who I am. I live with my brother in two rooms with no shower. I just live by myself. I don't have anybody here to help me do anything. And I've been very, very sick for a long time. My brother is even sicker than I am. And so I get, you know, like I said, hundreds of emails a day from all over the world. And another thing is that people email me, but they don't tell me where they are emailing from. I don't want a particular address. But I would like to know what country or what state or what city, because I get emails from all over the world, but, you know, it could be from down the street or it could be in South Africa. I don't know. And so I would like to know where emails are coming from. And I like for people to know that I read everything. I sit here for hours and go through all the emails. And on occasions, I'll even answer them if I feel it's important. And I that I do that, I'll try and answer them. But, you know, hundreds a day with no help, it's just very difficult. And, yes, I get people actually threatening that we are. And here's another problem. People will take go out and buy a video of mine, and then they reproduce it and put it out on the market under a different name and begin selling it all over the world. And then I get emails and phone calls from people saying, where is the product I ordered? We're going to report you to the authorities. We're going to report you to a Better Business
Bureau. Yeah, we have that all the time, that's the nature of all this, where people will mail in bootleg copies of my films demanding more copies or something. But, Jordan, again, I mean, I'm happy to air all this here on air, but I just don't think, you know, I mean, it's kind of like the Dutch boy trying to hold back the flood.
Yeah, I think you're right. I know. It just bothers me terrible that people assume that I don't care and just assume that I am not answering them. And one guy wrote me and said, you're obviously not answering me because I have a Jewish last name. I mean, that's ludicrous. And so, I'm just voicing my concern. Of course, on the other hand, I want to also talk about the fact of what I believe about God, because Lord knows there's so much out there, pro and con, about me concerning my faith. First of all, I am not anti-God. I'm not anti-Christ. I'm not anti-anything. I have a highest of respect for what we would refer to as God. I believe, and my belief about God is that there is a very powerful divine spirit in the universe. And that spirit is wise, intelligent, and powerful. And I have the highest of respect and honor for the superior spirit in the universe. So in that way, I have a very high regard for God and for truth and for spirit. But I'm also intellectually aware that God is simply a word in English that can be translated different ways. And God is, like I always say, God is simply dog spelled backwards.
And then men claim that they own that thing called God and then claim you've got to follow them and make themselves God. And I see that everywhere. They claim you're an atheist. They claim you believe in this and that. And I know Jordan Maxwell. I've interviewed him many times. And read and seen his work, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that what you're told is Christianity, what you're told are
that's
these different religions, is really just a repackaging of this mystery school.
That's exactly right. And consequently, I have the highest of regard for it. I've got over 40 Bibles in my collection. I'm a student of theology. I've loved theology, especially the New Testament. And I believe that the Bible, especially the New Testament, is just jam-packed with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. I have no problem with anything that Jesus is reputed to have said or is recorded to have said. I live by those principles. All I'm saying is that there is a whole world of occult or hidden knowledge, which most people are not privy to even know exists, which I have studied all of my life. And so I look at things differently. I look at where it was written, what culture wrote it, where it originally came from, the etymology of the words. So I have the highest of regard for spirituality and for what is written in the Bible, the words of Jesus. I live by those. So I'm not anti-God. I'm not anti-Semitic.
But you want to tell people that outside of Baptist Church, a steeple is a phallic symbol and is not worshiping the God you're told.
That's exactly right.
And most of those Masonic preachers know that, and it's a big joke to them, isn't it, Jordan?
It is. It is. And I've sat with rabbis. I've sat with priests. I've sat because that's what I do. And I'm sitting with all of these people who are major names in theology and religion and research, and they all smile and say, yeah, I know. Well, but they, you know, the people need something, so we just tell them what they want to hear. And I'm just amazed with that. I said, why don't you tell them the truth? That's even more startling. And they said, the people don't want the truth. The people want to hear what they want to hear.
Jordan Maxwell, stay there. We'll be right back in just one moment.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You have a secret society that has governed the world for thousands of years. They know all the secrets. They know if Atlantis was real. They know who built the pyramids. They have a lot of advanced knowledge. It's mainline history that NASA was founded by deep occultists. Everything they do is occultic. Now we're getting evidence that NASA was involved in Oklahoma City, in the World Trade Center attacks with the thermite that comes from one of their developments. I mean, it's just all interconnected, and we have this group who has the knowledge, and they have all their little subsidiaries and only have part of the knowledge, waging war on humanity. Jordan Maxwell, there's so much to talk about. Where should we start trying to give, unlock minds and explain to people the nature of what we face?
Well, let me go on with some of what we were already talking about. People will write me and call and say, where can I get information on this subject or that subject, when it's sitting right there on my website, sitting right there on the subject that they're looking for. I go into in detail, and one of the research boxes are on links or the e-books that are on my website, because I don't put things
but
on
most
my
people are babies now. They want to be spoon-fed things.
I know, and it's just very, very depressing to me, because there's so many people out there that need to educate themselves, and I have to stop and go back. You know, how many phone calls and emails I get from people who, I ask them, I said, well, did you go on my website? And they say, yes. And I said, well, did you see the stuff on the links? And they said, no, we didn't see any links. Well, did you go to the research boxes, all the boxes on research, all the different subjects? No, we didn't see that. I said, well, did you go to the pictures or the audio video page on my, no, we didn't see any audio video. So then I usually end up asking, well, tell you what, why don't you tell me what you did see? Because you obviously haven't looked at anything. You haven't seen anything on my website. You just see the home page, and then you call and ask me questions, which are sitting right there on my website.
Well, Jordan, I mean, people just want to talk to you.
I know. That's what it is. They want to be able to say they talked to Jordan, but I'm 67 years old and very sick, and I don't have time to sit and talk to one person at a time, the 6 billion on the earth. I'd like for people to go to my website and go through all of it, all of the boxes of materials and all of the, words to research. I got tons of words on there that are very important. I don't put stuff on my website just to fill out space. I put it on there because it's part of my personal research and things which I consider to be very important. So I put it on my website, and then I have to sit and talk with people, explain to them, well, go on my website and hit this button. And what button? That button there that says research. And then I have to sit there for 5 minutes and wait for them to figure out what the word research means, and then they can go on. So I will spend hours on the phone with somebody from in the middle of nowhere, trying to show them how to do research, how to read, and how to think.
Well, the
it's just incredible.
Well, the architects have done a great job at teaching people how to not think, but at least they're groping in the dark, starting to try to learn.
Well, I know, but it's very difficult for someone who's old and sick and tired, and been doing it for 48 years, and I'm just one person at a time.
No, I understand that, Jordan, but the good news is people are starting to question more than they ever have. But it is frustrating. I'll have articles, mainstream stories about camps for the American people, and the government saying they're going to put us in them, and the government saying they're poisoning us, people just say, I choose not to believe that.
Oh, okay.
You know, like choosing to say it doesn't exist makes it so.
Oh, okay. And, I'm just amazed. Did the Jews do that in 1940 Berlin? No, you don't have a choice now. It's in your face. So I know. It's just incredible. And so I just do the best I can and have to live with the threats and the disappointments and all the rest of it. I just do the best I can. But anyway, I just also want to make sure that everyone knows there's a lot of my material out there on the web and out there for free. I didn't put anything on the web. I've never put anything on the web ever. But there's a lot of stuff out there that's under a new title, under different titles that I don't know anything about. People are using my stuff with different titles. So that's the name of that tune.
All right. Well, we'll come back and get into the nature of the New World Order on the other side of it. Jordan Maxwell, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? A chance for the flag or the liberty bell.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should.
Why does CBS have a all-seeing eye? Why do you see all-seeing eyes all over everything? Why are there all the occult symbols all over the NASA aircraft, spacecraft? Why does a judge wear black robes? Why do churches have steeples? These all have answers. And Jordan Maxwell's a great researcher into all of that. We'll talk about the esoteric operation, the matrix-like world that we're living in. You know, that's a good place to start before we get into the courts, because there's so many facets to this and the history of this and where all this began. But Jordan, taking 9/11, all, you know, the two towers, the Masonic meaning of that, the date 9/11, people pointed out hundreds of different esoteric things that happened there. But with so many other historical events, they're going to have the Olympics on 888 and started at 888. You know, Hitler and all the occultism he was into. The elites are totally into the occult, and they just carry forward all of these ancient symbols. So I think a good place to, you know, throw it at you is 9/11, all the esoterica there.
Well, yeah, the 888 is a numerical equivalent for the Messiah, for Jesus. The messianic number is 888. That has to do with the new order of civilization. You know, God, there's just so much to talk about in relation to the esoteric and secret symbolism. I mean, for instance, in the ancient Hebrew and in the ancient Semitic world, the number 8 was a number for new beginnings, to begin things new, was the number 8. Of course, if you lay the 8 down on its side, it becomes the symbol for infinity, because 8 is the only number that you can continue to write without lifting your pen from the paper. 8 is a number that it goes into infinity. You never have to, you know, lift your pen from the paper to write 8, and so lay it down on its side, it becomes infinity.
It's eating itself, too.
Yeah. And so, consequently, 8 was the number of a new beginnings, or continuing to begin anew. And, of course, 13, the unlucky number of 13, the reason why it's unlucky, because it's a divine number, because it has to do with Jesus and his followers, his 12 followers. So the master, with his 12 followers, makes 13. And so consequently, we have the number 13 being the perfect number in ancient mythology, the perfect number for government, 13. Because it's a heavenly number, Jesus with his 12, making the new government of the world.
And then we see the Knights Templars getting slaughtered on Friday the 13th.
That's exactly right. And so what I'm saying is that the Knights Templars and the Masonic orders realized that they had to, if they were going to do this revolt against the old order in Europe, they wanted it to match the Masonic symbolism of numbers, numerology. Of course, one of the books in the Bible is called Numbers. And so they had to have their revolution in 1776, because 1 and 7 is 8, and 7 and 6 is 13.
I'm glad you bring that up. We have the Illuminati supposedly being founded at Ingolstadt University, 1776, launching its operation to overthrow Europe. Simultaneously, you have it starting here in the United States. Was our revolution started by the same people, or did they try to co-opt it?
I think maybe probably a little bit of both, but I'm sure that the American Revolution was well planned in Europe for a long time, because there were secret societies which were against Rome, and of course Rome for 2,300 years has ruled Europe, and for 2,300 years Europe has ruled the world. And so the entire superstructure, what we call the old world civilization, was Europe. Europe ruled the world, and Rome ruled Europe.
And that really is the history. You have the triple agent, British, U.S., and Illuminati, Benjamin Franklin, going over to France, getting the support. So in a way, we could say that a branch of the Illuminati really did want liberty, or they wanted to set up their own new tyranny. Which way was
it? That's right. They wanted their own, and consequently, they did set up an order here, which was the New Atlantis, from which their writings say that they believed that they were setting up a new established Atlantis on the earth that would become a world-dominating power, because it was operating on freedom and liberty, and they knew that that was going to happen. They already knew what the end result was going to be.
What about the goddess Columbia?
Yes. But at the same time that the illuminated Masonic orders that were against the rule of Europe by Rome saw America as a fertile ground for a new revolutionary movement in the world. At the same time, the Vatican and Rome realized what was going on, so they came around the back door, as they normally do. They came in the back door through Mexico and began to work on the West Coast with what is called missions. They have Catholic missions in the Vatican missions, and of course, out here in California, we have nothing but missions everywhere. Well, the word mission, look it up in our dictionary.
Missionariat.
Yeah, it means it's a military term. It's a military term, a mission. So when you go to the Catholic mission in California, word mission is a military term. And this is exactly what's going on right now with opening the borders to Mexico. There was a big celebration in Florida sponsored by the Roman Catholic Church, sponsored a big operation or a big celebration of which Jeb Bush attended, and it was sponsored by the Knights of Malta, celebrating the opening of the borders for the Mexican borders. And they've got pictures. I've got pictures of all the cardinals and priests all dancing around, cheering with Mexican flags, waving Mexican flags. It's high crimes and treason against the American Republic. The Republic is being destroyed by European secret societies operating under Rome, and nobody seems to know anything about it.
I totally agree with you. Now, since you brought up Rome, let's get into that in detail on the Jesuits, because we talk about the founding of this country. To be clear, the Roman Catholic Church at that time was dominated by the same mystery school, so it's two different subcults fighting with each other, a kind of spinoff of the main cult wanting to set up its own new cult, but with some different rules. A, would you agree with that statement? And then B,
yes. Yes.
Okay, B, because, yes, it's true, the Catholic Church today is bragging about the La Reconquista. They're helping push it, help teach it in the schools. They want to bring down the United States. I'm not bashing Catholic people. Again, just like the Protestants are controlled. The point is that are you saying there's still a fissure between this group?
Yes, I think so, because it always has been, even in the mob, families back east, there's always been differences of opinion and problems with territorial rights. And so even in gangs, you know, the Crips and the Bloods, they're always fighting over who's going to eat America up, who's going to have us.
The spoils.
Spoils. Americans, you know, good people never get organized. Only criminals get organized. Criminals are always organized. That's why they're always superior, because they get organized and they think and they have intelligence organizations, and they operate in the dark, and they're very, very intelligent.
And they're ruthless. They're ruthless.
Totally ruthless.
Yeah, and then now they've bred us to be a bunch of mindless saps that can't even read and don't think that there's evil, so we're wide open to it. The devil's greatest trick. Now, I want to go back because I want to stay on Rome and all these issues.
Yeah, I do too.
Let's expand on that, because I'm glad you brought that up. Go back over the basic cults that took over Christianity, what they did when they set it up, and then from that point out, I want to talk about the different subdivisions from your deep study of what the New World Order is divided into up until the European Union, with Tony Blair converting to Catholicism, because they're saying you've got to be Catholic to be the head of Europe, preparing him for the EU presidency.
Well, that's exactly right. Logic alone would tell you that what area of the earth has dominated the globe for over 2,000 years if it's not Europe? Europe has dominated the entire world. And who has dominated Europe if it wasn't Rome under the Caesars? And then during the Middle Ages and the Dark Ages and the medieval times.
And now they have the Swiss as their bank, yeah.
Precisely. That's why the Pope has a Swiss guard. They're guarding the boss. That's why you have a Swiss guard at the Vatican. I mean, it's an incredible array of darkness and conspiratorial stuff that's been going on, and You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's so overwhelming in your face when you actually sit in a library and begin to read history and read the beginnings of the secret societies operating like the Knights of Malta, operating with total impunity. They don't have any problem doing anything in this country.
Now, we see Rome going after the Jesuits at one point and the Knights of Malta. From your study, can you divide up those groups? I mean, is that one unified group, or what's happening?
As far as I'm concerned, it is all one group, but as I said, in any organized criminal enterprise on a worldwide scale, there's going to be infighting inside. I mean, there always has been. Even in the old Chicago mob, there was always killings on the street between the different factions.
Yeah, the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Yeah, yeah. But it's them feeding on themselves. Now, after they fed on each other and killed each other, then they turn on the public. So it's a mad rush for control and ownership of the human race, and that's a whole story in itself, how the human race is lawfully and legally set up to be owned. How our bodies are actually owned on the stock market, and how,
well, they call it human resources.
That's exactly right. If you don't go to employment office, you go to a human resource, just like tin and iron and rubber and oil. It's a resource. Well,
it
so
seems
are you.
It seems they have a rule, though, to always tell you what they're doing and give you a chance to fight back against them. How does that feed into their esoteric rules?
Well, that's true. There is a lot there. That's all you need to do is just go to a library and read it. It's all right there. You can go on the web and go to go to Google and just type in commerce game, and there's a lot of material on how commerce actually, in fact, works. And it doesn't work. Nothing works the way you think it does. Banks, by law, are not allowed to loan money ever. That there is a absolute law. Banks cannot ever loan money. Because, think about it, if you go and put $10,000 into a bank, and then 20 minutes later I walk in and borrow $20,000 to buy a new car, I just took your money to buy my new car. Suppose I don't pay it back. Now you are out $20,000 because I spent it on my car that I'm not going to pay for. So banks cannot loan money. They have never loaned money.
They loan letters of credit.
Oh, well, that's different. And what is the credit based on?
Based on you, the slaves, and it's basically an imperial mark saying you've got this credit.
That's right. Exactly. So they're not giving you anything. And once you understand the way a bank works, then you can say, oh, I see how this stuff works. Now I see, you know. But most people have no idea in the world why they go to court. You only play basketball and tennis on a court.
Yeah, let's get into the court, because I talked to lawyers and they admit all this. They pray to the judge. It's all a Saturn ritual.
That's right.
And the judges even know this. This is a temple. That's why the courthouse and the Supreme Court is a temple.
That's right. It is. I mean, they say it is. I mean, even in their records, they talk about it. You know, there. again, I don't even know where to start because I've been looking at this for 48 years. I don't even know where to start because there is so much to be said about how people are being manipulated and exploited in their ignorance and have no idea in the world what's going on. For instance, there's two of everything in our country. There's not 50 states. There's 100 states in America, not 50. And people talk about the United States as one nation, indivisible. The United States of America is not one nation, and it is not indivisible, because America is not one nation. It is 50 different nations. Each state is a sovereign entity of its own. And consequently, you can do things in one state that you can't do in another. So we're not one nation, indivisible. No, not at all. There are 50 different nations, and each one has their own government.
And
their
then
own
we
governor.
Had the founders doing that, saying that would keep tyranny from overrunning it. And now here we are 230-something years later, finally the feds are federalizing everything.
Everything. Feds have come in. Now, look at the federal government is like if you buy a condo in a building, you own your own apartment or condo in the building. But there are other people who own their condos in the building, so you have to live with other people. So, therefore, you get together and you decide who's going to be in charge of taking the trash out for everyone, who's going to be in charge of cleaning the pool for everyone. So everybody chips in a few dollars at each month.
Yeah, the federal government is the homeowning association.
Yes, that's exactly right. And therefore, but now the people who have been appointed by the...
They're in your bedroom eating out of your refrigerator.
That's it, telling you what you can do, what you can't do, when in point of fact, we hired them.
Amazing. Jordan Maxwell, let's talk more about the court, the robes, praying to the court, Roman civil law versus common law, what we're being converted to, and then the globalist master plan, the mutation of the human population. JordanMaxwell.com is the website. My websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
He didn't notice.
that the lights have changed.
The secret brotherhood that wages war against freedom controls every major organization, every ancient organization. Their gang symbols are all around us, from Starbucks coffee to the bikers wearing the Iron Cross. The symbols mean something. The Illuminati, they believe that these symbols resonate a power. They believe they bring in, that it channels in a spiritual force. And they do have the power. You have to ask, is it real? Well, regardless, they believe it is. Jordan Maxwell, one of the foremost experts on this subject, jordanmaxwell.com, is our guest into the next hour. Great to have him on with us. I'm on his site. I'm in a section on religion, hidden roots of religion. Then we're going to get into words to search. But I'm looking at the Iron Cross, the Knights Templar. I'm looking at these symbols also being used in the United States as well. What does that symbol mean when we see the Iron Cross?
Well, that's interesting. You know, it's used everywhere, and most people do not realize what the Iron Cross meant, where it comes from. It's associated with very powerful, dark, secret societies in Europe, and especially in Germany, and how the Vatican bestows an award on politicians is always the Iron Cross. The Iron Cross was used by Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler. It's used by the Knights of Malta, a secret society operating within the Vatican, which also gave us, the Knights of Malta are responsible for giving to America, the CIA. CIA is a Knights of Malta operation.
So the Knights of Malta, you think are more powerful than the Jesuits at the same time?
I think that they are working tandem with the Jesuits. Maybe even the Jesuits are the brains behind Knights of Malta. It's very difficult to know, even when you're in those secret societies. It's hard to tell, you know, who the bosses
are.
Well,
that's another problem, is that I've always talked about this and always had guests on about it. And then you got other nuts out there who just make up wild claims, crazy things. And then, and then when somebody calls you a Jesuit or someone, I'm not even Catholic, and then it's kind of hard to cover their research when they believe in flying saucers and that the Earth is the center of the universe. I mean, then here I've got you and countless others on. They'll still say, I never talked about it, never discussed it. Doesn't matter how many guests a week I have on the subject, and it'll never end. But you're a credible researcher, because what you're covering now, the Iron Cross is associated with Bacchus, is it not? And that's the Roman devil?
Well, and it's also associated with the old Sumerian, the ancient Sumerians used the same symbol. If you go on my website, anyone listening, just go on my website and you will see at the top of the page a button saying research, or there's a box. If you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see a box that says general research. That's the same thing. Go to that and it will take you to a group of boxes, and each one's filled with all kinds of different kind of research. And so the one we're on right now is called Hidden Roots of Religion. And a lot of people ask me about, well, what about this, what about that? But the three books that are on my website, on the home page, are incredibly
Tell you what, stay there,
important.
Stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back and talk about Bacchus and a lot more. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.